One day, God was looking down from heaven, and he was deeply disappointed with what he saw on earth. The sin, the vanity, the politics, the corruption. He decided it was time for the end of the world. He called together all the heads of state and informed them that he would destroy the world in 24 hours. He added, "I leave to you the responsibility of announcing this to your respective peoples." President Barack Obama said, "My fellow Americans, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that God exists and he has spoken to me, but we already knew that. The bad news is that our great nation, then the American dream, will disappear in 24 hours. This is the will of God." Fidel Castro gathered all the Cubans and solemnly said, "Compatriots, my fellow communists, I have two pieces of bad news. The first bad news is that God exists and he has spoken to me." God's existence would be bad news for communists. "The second bad news is that this world revolution for which we have fought will end in 24 hours. It is God's will." Later that evening, Nicolas Sarkozy interrupts the news on French television and declares with a smile, "Today is a very special day for us. Why? I have two pieces of good news to announce. The first is that I am the messenger of God. He has spoken to me in person. The second is that within 24 hours, the problem of unemployment, the financial crisis, removals at the border, corruption, violence, and tax increases will all be solved. I keep my campaign promises." Only politicians try to score political points with the parousia, the end of the world. Some people see the end of the world as bad news. Some people see it as good news. How would you react to the end of the world? In the gospel today, Jesus is also deeply disappointed in the Jewish people of his day. And he announces the end of their world. Our Lord declares, "All that you see here," and he was pointing at the Jerusalem temple, "the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Jesus was referring to the massive stones of the Jerusalem temple that 40 years later would lie in ruins when the Roman armies led by General Titus leveled Jerusalem and the temple. For the Jews, the temple was like the White House, Capitol Hill, the Pentagon, Fort Knox, the Library of Congress, all rolled into one. The end of the temple meant the end of their way of life, the end of their world. Politicians in Jesus' day would also try to score political points with the parousia. Therefore, Jesus warns, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them." In other words, do not let people preempt the parousia for personal profit. Keep your eyes on Jesus and all will be well. Indeed, all will be good news. How so? Well, the Jewish people clearly saw the destruction of the Jerusalem temple as bad news because it was the end of their world. But Christians would see the destruction of the temple as good news, as the dawn of a new world, the New Testament world, and the birth pangs of the church. That's the good news of the parousia. The end of one world signals the beginning of another world, indeed a better world. My friends, may I suggest three ways we can prepare for the parousia, the end of our world? First of all, pray for the parousia. Did you know that every time we recite the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, we do exactly that? One of the seven petitions of the Lord's Prayer is, Thy kingdom come. What does that mean? That means we are begging Jesus to come back at the end of time in His glory. And the sooner the better. Thy kingdom come. No matter how good this world gets, we should not dull our desire for the next world, the new world of heaven. When we pray the Our Father, we are praying for the end of the world. Secondly, train your thoughts and harness your hearts to see the parousia as good news rather than as bad news. In other words, do not become so attached to the good things of this world that you lose your taste for the best things of heaven. I love that phrase, sometimes the good can become the enemy of the best. Have you ever stuffed yourself on appetizers before a meal that you really didn't want to eat the main course? I do that all the time. Sometimes we stuff ourselves with the good things of this world that we don't have much of an appetite for the marriage supper of the Lamb, the gourmet meal of glory in heaven. And by the way, that is why Catholics are required to fast for 1 hour before Mass. Why? So that the good does not become the enemy of the best. Chips and salsa do not become the enemy of carne asada or of Holy Communion. And thirdly, practice for the parousia. How do you do that? Well, did you know that the Greek word parousia, what it originally meant? Instead of the end of the world, the original meaning of parousia was presence. Presence. Especially the presence of a conquering hero returning home. Do you recall a couple of years ago how the Chicago Cubs won the World Series in 2016 in Cleveland? And then they returned home to Chicago. Their presence in Chi-Town after that great victory, the cheers of the crowds and praise gives you a glimpse of the parousia. And I don't even like the Cubs. Folks, when does Christ, the conquering hero, return home to His people to shouts of joy and celebration? He does that at every Mass. Every Mass is a mini parousia. When the King returns in glory, and we should shout and sing His praises a lot more than we cheer for our favorite sports teams. At every Mass, we practice the parousia. When will the world end? I certainly don't know when it will, but I certainly know that it will. But I also know that if we pray for the parousia in the Our Father, if we fast for the parousia from the good things of this earth, and if we practice the parousia at every Mass, then the end of the world will feel a lot more like good news and a lot less like bad news. Praised be Jesus Christ.